I just wing it because it's fun, and who cares? And there's a reward at the end of the night for me, a cold beer. I guess I just got a couple of things. I start off with Tom Verlaine from his, I want to say, second solo album, Words from the Front. Maybe his third one. It's one of those two. He would Clear It Away. And Tom Verlaine passed away. Young guy, too. Influential, legendary, but always a cult artist with television, then on his own. And great guitar player, great singer and stuff. Quite the eccentric, but when you read more about him, you find out he's a down-to-earth guy from Delaware. Tom Miller is his real name. Left behind some good music and a lot of fans. Mira Wilco from the Pitchfork Fest live recording, a version of Random Name Generator from the Star Wars album. And that's a nice one. Oh, it reminds me, there's some... on the Wilco website, they have a thing called Roadcase, and you download shows. They cost a little bit. And there's some from last year. And when they played here last year, they played a spectacular set. And I don't know about that show's online, but similar set list. And I'm going to have to... It was on my list of things to do. I have always a long list of things to do. And one of them is track down things like that. I can do it. Not quite like a Grateful Dead fan who has to have every recording of every show, but a good representation for every tour is always nice. Oh, one more. True West. Great California band from the 80s. They're one of the Paisley Underground bands, and a good one, too. Nice guys, too. They did some recording with Tom Verlaine. They had a line on a big contract, and I guess that didn't pan out, but they ended up with some recordings with Verlaine, which they're happy to share, and that's a good one. They put out a big box set called Kaleidoscope of Shadows, The Story So Far, and apparently it's everything that True West recorded, and some live things. I think they put a live concert on there, yes. So lots of that. A couple of great guitar players in that band themselves, and a band I miss. You know, since I left California in 1980, I missed that whole chunk of stuff until I finally got to see Game Theory here in 84 and REM in 85. Big gap in my history, and I don't regret leaving, but I do regret not seeing those bands when I had the chance. Okay, 402, that means this is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM, with translators K246BA, Bozeman, 97.1 FM, K220KD, Big Sky, 91.9 FM, K208BX, Livingston, 89.5 FM, K296EF, Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K213AU, Big Timber, 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at KGLT.net. And that's good enough for a lot of people these days. I love that. Thanks to all you people who take the time to dial in. And the people who live here in town and just stream it. That's cheating, but that's fine. There is a thing called radio. But, yeah, it's convenient to just dial it in. And nobody has radios anymore, do they? I don't think so. I don't know. I have one. Just one. And then in one of my car. KGLT is supported by Dave Sushi, serving sushi and Asian-inspired dishes, as well as beer, wine, sake for dinner or takeout. Complete menu online, located off Main at 115 North Bozeman, or phone 556-1351. Big shout-out to all those people. Nice group of people there, and they tell me they listen to KGLT, so thank you. The Root Cellar Foods, regionally grown vegetables, fruits, grains, meats, dairy products, and more. Online market for delivery and pickup in Gallatin Valley, Big Sky, and Livingston. Information and ordering at rootcellarfoods.com. And Hop Lounge, upscale, casual taproom, and restaurant featuring fire-roasted rotisserie chicken menu, vinyl records, and 50 taps dedicated to Montana-made craft beer, ciders, and wines. open daily for lunch at 11:30 a.m. located in the Barn District off Huffine. Now, I did get ready for the next blast. I'm just wandering around again, as it says, my record collection.
I've been walking with dawn, for my sleep has been torn and my happiness gone. There's an old man in me who I talk to, you see, he's as old as the sun. Want to know just what I've been saying?
We'll be right back. somewhere there and things will change. Old concepts go, new ones grow. Every moment, yes, the world begins again.
One morning when I woke up, and I found out that they'd signed some papers, and that I was going to be kept in a bed, owing to the state of my mind. And then I found out that the authorities had said that I'd got to have special food fed to me for my thoughts, and I think it's because. Because I was going off my
head. Suddenly from floating skies, 20,000 butterflies glorify my bed in deeper room. Turned from hot to very cool, though it seems incredible, I could ride a bike around the room.
Away.
In this sad position where I lie, from the corner of my eye, callous friends just pass me by. Doctor pays a visit every day, I keep asking for my dad. They must think I'm going mad. Lift the blankets off my face, quick before I suffocate. Trying hard to meditate. Tell the people what I've seen. Write a letter to the Queen, asking her if she can come to tea. Cherry Blossom Clinic. Is there any truth in what they say? Cherry Blossom Clinic.
Lock me in and throw the key away.
Above the sun is high, like a tea tree in the sky. Helicopter lands upon my bed. Phantom horses quickly fade, turning into lemonade. Probably feel better when I'm dead. Cherry Blossom Clinic. Is there any truth in what they say?
the key away.
Going all mad there. That's from their second album, Shazam. And that was actually a song that was on their first one, too. But that's a Cherry Blossom Clinic Revisited. Nice big extended version. They played it live very, very well, too. The Move were great. In classic British band fashion, they totally screwed up when they came to America. They played Detroit, then drove to L.A. in a station wagon, played at the Whiskey, then drove up to San Francisco and played. And Bill Graham loved them and said, you know, you're booked at Fillmore East. See you there. And they just shrugged and flew home and went and played cabaret gigs and split up again after that. You know, they could have been big if they had played a few more gigs in the States. They already canceled one tour at the beginning of 69, and they came later in the year and did really well. Or is it 68? Good question. Either way, I saw them, and they were mind-blowing good. Big, loud British rock quartet in the style of The Who and stuff. Great harmonies. They had three really good singers in the band at that point. Earlier on, they had four lead singers in the band. Now imagine that. Started off with the Small Faces. They had a harpsichord too, so I played that one. Show Me the Way from their album called Small Faces. Love from their incredible second album, The Capo, Stephanie Knows Who. A song covered by The Move, actually, amongst other people, and fantastic. Another great band that screwed up royally. Arthur Lee didn't really like leaving L.A. They did play in the Bay Area, and I think they didn't make it out to the East Coast. They might have played a few other non-coastal gigs, but mostly they stayed home. And when I saw them, they chose to be the opening band, which I took to mean that they just wanted to go home as soon as they could. And they were mind-blowing good. Great. And in between, a band that slipped under the radar, they have fans now, Ars Nova. That's from their first album, Your Field of People. Another song, The Move cover. Amazing. Those guys had their ear to the ground and picked up on a lot of good songs. Okay, 422. I'm ready for the next set already. That's a good sign. But while I'm stopped here, I'm going to tell you this 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Matt Brewing Company. The tap room is serving elevated, locally sourced pub food with mountain views and Montana vibe. Brews available on draft and cans throughout Gallatin Valley. On the web at mapbrewing.com, Instagram, and Facebook. Every great adventure begins with a map. And it's been pointed out often to me, we live in an amazing time. You have your whole life in your pocket on your phone. Unimaginable. Dick Tracy, like Star Trek, like, we didn't think that was going to happen quite that soon. You know, you ever see a payphone anymore? Maybe at an airport, but nah. That's all gone. You don't have to worry about that. You don't have to carry a phone book in your wallet to call your friends for help and stuff. No. Do you even know your friend's phone numbers anymore? No. You plug it into your phone and that's it. And beer. Local beer. Everywhere. I mean, I think there's over 100 brewers in Montana these days. And everywhere you go, there's local beer. And everybody's trying their hand at it. And that's what it should be. You know, I mean, they talk about locally sourced food and all that. Beer's got to be close and fresh, at least for me. You know, don't need no stinking cans nor bottles. Just drink it right out of the tap. Have I rambled on enough? Probably. 2 weeks ago, before I promo my show on Facebook, because I know people who might listen, or at least interested to see what I might be up to, and I always post a picture of what I've gathered up that's the potential for my show. Just sort of a teaser. But it's only a suggestion, and I checked back the photo I posted 2 weeks ago, and I didn't play anything that was in the photo. So I'm going to make it up today, at least a little bit, and try to stick on the program. See, because I don't plan, and I don't know what the show's going to be until I actually put the tone arm on the record or the CD in the player and hit go. Otherwise, it's just random. And but I got these great blues compilations. The Rough Guide people have been putting out incredible blues compilations, really digging deep, and they're thematic, the releases. And I got a couple of them recently, and I meant to play them, but now I'm going to play them today, and I'll fix you right up. Here you go. Turn it loose on me.
will hustle everywhere but home. But you can't do my rolling, mama, you can't spin your chain. If you can't do my rolling, mama, you can't spin my chain. I sit there in my lonely room,
Sit here in my lonely room. The tears are flowing all down my eyes. Oh, yeah. I just wonder how you could treat me so low down and dirty. God knows you must think my poor little heart's made out of ice. One more chance, baby, let me prove my love to you. Don't you worry, just give me one more chance. Let me prove my love to you. Cause sometimes I wonder how you could treat me so low down and dirty. God knows you must think my poor little heart's made out of
The first time I met the blues, he knew I was walking down.
Working the Blues. One of my favorite tunes ever. Buddy Guy from his Chess Sessions. He had been on the Cobra label and then did some stuff for Chess. And the box that I have is his complete Chess recordings. You can hear the label trying to make them a little more R&B and contemporary. And he pulls it off pretty well. When I saw him in 1968, he definitely had the stage show, the synchronized kicks and stuff with the band, and just played some mean guitar. Real eye-opener when you see stuff like that. After seeing the, Eric Clapton and Jimi Hendrix and stuff. Although I'd seen Albert King and James Cotton. James Cotton had Luther Tucker playing guitar with him, so I'd seen some authentic guys. But Buddy Guy had some real force behind what he was doing. Very fun. Played a bunch of stuff from those, from some old records. We're talking 1929, 1930. And amazingly enough, those records that are almost 100 years old just sound great and fresh and alive. Just because it's old doesn't mean it's scratchy or black and white. To remind people of that. Start off with Temper Red from a collection called Jug Band Blues. You heard Tight Like That. Blind Joe Reynolds from a compilation called Blind Black and Blue. So you might guess that it's all blind singers. Heard Third Street Woman and Blind Joe Reynolds. You may not know the name unless you've looked very close on your copy of Disraeli Gears by Cream. He wrote Outside Woman Blues famously. So there you go. And that was a good one, too. Same theme. Charlie Patton. It goes out to Ray Pratt, wherever you are these days. He called me up once when I played Charlie Patton. I'm really excited. You heard Down the Dirt Road Blues. Ainsley Dunbar from 1967, a one-off thing. And that's very interesting. It's with Rod Stewart singing, so it might have been done when Ainsley and Rod were in the Jeff Beck group, or maybe a smidge before, I'm not sure. Jack Bruce was playing bass on that too. Ainsley Dunbar on drums, and it's Peter Green playing the lead guitar. So one-off all-star recording, and a good one too, covering Buddy Guy, doing Stone Crazy. And that's from a really nice compilation from early 70s, Sire Records. They were doing some nice things at the time. And I don't know that one came out in England at all. I think it's just American compilation. Some are familiar tunes, but there's some other lesser-known pieces on that. And that one makes it worth the price alone if you can find it. And finish up with Buddy Guy. 4:44 and 44 seconds. Really, that's what I just said. Somebody called and said there's the traffic on I-90 westbound is way backed up. Apparently something west of us blocking the traffic, so be prepared or take the frontage road. Just stay home. You don't have to go anywhere. Oh, I'm sorry. You guys live out that way. Well, deal with it. I don't know. Anything you can probably check on the Highway Patrol website or something and get traffic information, but be warned. Okay, yeah. What's going on here at the museum?
Through May 7th at the Museum of the Rockies, Under the Arctic, Digging into Permafrost, and Marvelosity, The Art of Alex Ross. Step into the shoes of climate science researchers, piece together clues, and solve engineering challenges posed by thawing permafrost in Under the Arctic. Alex Ross is considered one of the greatest artists in the field of comic books. He's the creator of iconic images like Spider-Man, Captain America, The Avengers, Iron Man, Black Panther, and more. Under the Arctic and Marvelosity at the Museum of the Rockies in Bozeman through May 7th.
Oh, that comic art show might be one to see. I'll have to see if we have time. Busy period coming up in my life. I just got handed a whole plate of projects, which I love. You know, I enjoy solving problems, making things happen, and I've been asked to make some things happen. Fair enough. Got nothing else to do. Can't sleep all day, can I?
I've been using myself like only I can, but I understand that you understand, 'cause just for a moment I found thank you.